Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. This show will help you on your journey, especially when times are trying or demanding. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Get ready to ignite more joy, peace, laughter, and harmony in your life. Now, here's your host, Natalie.
And hello again, everyone. I'm Natalie, and you are listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience the miracle of coming home to yourself. Each Friday on Chat with Natalie, we will have some of the most intriguing individuals, healers, speakers, and authors, helping you to reconnect with your own beautiful inner core. Now, before we get into the topic of today with our wonderful guests, to be named in just a few minutes, I would like to ask you for a quick favor. And if you have listened before, then you know what I'm going to ask you, because we're going to try to get ready for the show and all that we may experience. For us and all of our senses to be truly open to the information that we will be shared today, we want to just take a minute to clear ourselves of anything negative that may have attached itself to us, consciously or subconsciously. This is a very simple practice that you can also do by yourself whenever you feel negativity cling on to you. Work with me as we will now take three very deep breaths in from the stomach area or the diaphragm all the way up to the chest and throat. And then we hold it for the count of three. And then you release the breath out as hard as you can to really let go of negativity. Very good. Two more times. Take the breath in. And you sort of want to count at your own pace. Hold it and release. And one more time. Deep breath in. Holding it and release. Okay. So, how do we start today? Let me say, have you ever heard of happiness? Or have you ever heard of the courage to be happy? In either case, whether you have or have not, have reflected upon it or not, today you will learn so much more about the courage to be happy, because I have the honor of welcoming a very dear friend of mine, Tina van Leeuwen, to discuss all of that with us. So let us welcome my wonderful guest, who am I privileged to call my friend and collaborator. Tina, how are you today?
Hi, Natalie. Thank you.
How is life in the Netherlands today?
Cold.
Oh, well, that's the same over here. It's winter.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Tina, it's so good to hear your voice. And I want us to jump right in, because in times like these, happiness and all those things are so crucial, because many people are a little depressed with the economy and so forth. But you know me, before we get into the happiness and all of that, I have to ask you a question. And the question is very simple or not. How well do you know yourself at this point in time, and how did you get there?
Well, that's a good question. Wow.
Well, you know me well enough that I had to ask something like that.
Well, I think it's a great question to reflect on regularly, because when I look back, I think where I am now and where I was a year ago and where I was 10 years ago and so forth, every time there is a deepening of coming home within myself. And I would say, you know, how well do I know myself? Well, I know myself as well as I know myself right now. And I'm sure that that's going to be more expansive if we were to talk, say, a month from now, or maybe even next week at the pace that energies are going. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would say one of the key elements for me to really get to where I am today, to really stand in my alignment, is through having tremendous support from some phenomenal mentors and teachers and guides on my path.
Wow.
Definitely, yeah, I would not have been able to do all this on my own without the support of them.
I think that is such a good point. Mm-hmm. I always like to stress that, number one, we're all going through similar things regardless of where we are in our spiritual journey. And number two, we always need to be able to count on support people, like I count on you sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's jump in. The courage to be happy. Why do we have to be courageous to be happy?
Well, this is one of those things that the other day I heard somebody mention statistics.
Lord.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. I can't remember the exact numbers. I just know that for the Netherlands here, they were saying that here in the Netherlands, people could be happy that we only have a percentage of about 45% of people who go to work unhappy. They are not happy to go to work. And we
45%?
Yeah, and we are supposed to consider ourselves lucky over here because it's only 45%, because in other countries in the world, it's up as high as 67%. And when I heard that, I think it ties into the question you asked me before. I think one of the most important things in these times is to get to the place where you are willing to make your alignment with your divine self priority number one, and so therefore that you allow yourself to receive support from the divine, or whatever name you use for that. Mm-hmm. And that takes courage. It takes courage to be in your alignment. It takes courage to be happy when so many people are complaining and placing the power outside themselves, mm-hmm. and really not owning their own co-creative power.
Well, that's hard to do also. I mean, a lot of people have been taught that it's everybody else doing things to them, that they really have no power over the circumstances, over the accidents, over the conditions that they're born into and so forth, right?
Yeah, a lot of different stories have been told, and I think it's just so fascinating. You know, I think our essence, my essence, your essence, everyone's essence, we are joy. We are love. We are happiness. And yet we've been seeking outside ourselves, you know, to find it. Well, you can keep looking for a long time, but it's who you are. And so I think that in saying that it takes courage to be happy is that you risk being excluded from your tribe. That's your friend, people you love, you know, your environment, because you might be somewhat different.
Yeah.
Than what the general consensus considers to be normal, quote unquote.
Right, and especially if you're on the way to, I guess, being more courageous, then you are changing a little bit. And of course, when you're changing, people around you usually don't like it because they like you to stay the way you are.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny, isn't it? Because the only thing in life that's constant is change.
I know, that's such a fascinating thing, you know. But you just also, you know, I was, of course, waiting for you to use that one word, joy, joyful. Because whenever I think of you, I think of joy and joy sprinkles and joyful.
Well, thank you.
but I think it's very important for people to understand that we have a choice, like you just said, that we actually have a choice to reclaim our power to be happy, and not to just give it away and let power reside in everybody else around us.
Exactly, and this is where the courage kicks in, you know. In order to make that alignment with your own divine self priority number one means that everything is going to come up in your life, in your awareness, that may not be congruent with that commitment. That means that, you know, if you are taking actions or thinking in a certain way, which you may have done for a long time, when those actions and those thoughts, those beliefs are no longer congruent, it's calling on you to transform them. And that takes courage because you're not quite sure what you're moving into yet.
Yes. And you just mentioned commitment, and I think the issue of commitment is really crucial and really something that we definitely need to talk about a little bit more. However, as you know, on the radio, we are also taking breaks from time to time. And our first break is coming up. But before we go to the break, I just want to let everybody know that you can be easily reached, of course, on Facebook and also on your webpage. Can you give us your webpage?
Yeah, my website is innerdelight.com, which at the moment is actually redirecting to my Facebook page because we're updating the website. But innerdelight.com will bring you in contact with me.
All right. So if you like what you heard so far, you want to know a little bit more about the courage to be happy, please stay tuned as we will be right back with Chat with Natalie.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back on Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. My guest today is Tina, who's talking with us today about the courage to be happy. And just before the break, Tina mentioned that you can easily reach her on Facebook or on her website, innerdelight.com, which is redirecting to Facebook right now. Now, Tina, one of the things that you said just before the break that I think is important for people to just really, I guess, think about as well is the commitment that you mentioned. Commitment to being happy, commitment to being courageous. Can you tell us a little bit more about commitment to be happy?
Sure. Well, I think that really when you make the commitment to your own alignment, priority number one, then you will naturally tap into what makes your heart sing, what makes you happy. Happiness will naturally start flowing from you in everything you do. And what that's got, the thing there is that, you know, as you start living your life in this way, you're really being asked in every moment to feel, does this feel good for me right now? And it may have felt good yesterday, but it's not feeling good now, then trust your feelings, you know?
And so it's not that you're being wishy-washy when your feelings suddenly change and it doesn't resonate with you anymore, something that yesterday was good, today no longer feels good?
No, and that can be very confusing for people right, when they're not aware of what's going on. But there again, it's the thing of, you know, the courage to be happy also really ties in with, are you willing to choose where you're putting your attention each day? Even when everyone around you is telling you the economy sucks and everything's hard and, oh, my God, you know, exhausting. And, you know, are you going to choose to look for the things that are working? Are you going to choose to follow the path that really brings you joy, even if you have no idea yet rationally how it could possibly work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the funny thing is, I think this was probably, it's commonly known, but I think the last time I heard it, I think was from Leslie Temple Thurston. And that's the idea that it takes the same amount of energy to look towards happy things and than negative things. So why not look at the happy, positive things instead?
Yeah. But it's a reconditioning. That's like getting it in the old days, getting my age away here. I actually had a record player when I was a little kid.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I still have one. I still have some records.
Did it ever happen? You know, my favorite music was ABBA, and so I played those records so much that sometimes on the songs, the needle would get stuck in the groove.
Yes. And
so it takes a little bit of conscious awareness to lift that needle up and to choose a new track of thought.
Oh, I like that image. That's perfect. Now, when we're making that commitment to ourselves, when we're choosing to be courageous, of course, as you mentioned before, one of the aspects that we need is probably a support network. And I'm just wondering, because one of the things that you are diving into right now, forgive me if I'm paraphrasing it incorrectly, is joy circles. Is that connected to you helping others step out and be happy?
Well, actually, it started coming through me. I had one day where nothing was flowing. I was supposed to go places. Nothing was working. So I ended up staying inside and thought, okay, let's see what wants to come through me today. And all of a sudden, this inspiration started flowing. And 6 pages later, I had this total clear vision that what I am to bring forth into the world are the inner delight sacred, is the inner delight sacred joy circle.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, you know, I'm seeing lots of different people creating sacred circles again. Circles have been used as in people using masterminds or gatherings.
Right.
Really coming together, you know, in that sacred space together. As my core signature is joy frequency, you know, what better way than to spend time together in that sacred circle of joy, mm-hmm. to allow yourself to be uplifted and to uplift one another and to hold that vibration together. These are weekly energy alignment gatherings to really, really optimize your own joy frequency and sustain that with the support of others in the sacred circle.
Now, when you're saying, just trying to get some of the language clear for maybe some people who are not that familiar with some of that. When you're saying energy alignment in these sacred circles, are these sort of groups where you chat about how you're doing, or are these meditations, or are these alignments or attunements that people are getting? How exactly does that work for just, let's think about people who may not be that familiar with this language.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, I look at it this way, that when we are sharing, even that as you and I are talking and whoever is listening right now, mm-hmm. we are all like musical instruments. Mm-hmm. And when we make that, again, I go back to that commitment to make your own alignment priority number one. Mm-hmm. What that does is it ensures that your instrument is tuned to the clearest resonance of your note, your sound. So it's like having, by coming together in a circle, if everyone is listening right now, you will be receiving the transmission of the energy signature, the sound of joy that is coming from my instrument, so to speak. And unconsciously, this is happening as we're talking, that whatever is not quite in alignment there yet, just as you sound a tuning fork, instruments all start going to the same note. Mm-hmm. So it's being able to be together in that space to really allow your energy to be fine-tuned mm-hmm. and to really tap into your own sound.
Ah, that makes perfect sense. And all of that, of course, in a supportive group where you can laugh a lot, right? Because you always laugh.
Yeah, I would say transformation is serious business, and we got to have a lot of fun. I mean, it's serious fun business, you know? And this is something I think, too, you know, I think, gosh, laughter, yeah, sometimes it can be used in many different ways. But laughter, especially when it really comes from your core and it just naturally bubbles up from you, you know, it can transform the most traumatic situations in a flash. And, you know, when you get serious about things, you think, gosh, yeah, watch a funny movie, lighten up, don't take yourself so seriously, you know? What do they say about angels, right? They can fly because they don't take themselves so seriously. They take themselves lightly.
Yes, that is crucial. You know, and I love what you just said, just especially when you're taking yourself seriously, which sometimes, you know, we want to focus and be serious. But every now and then, one thing that I always do when things get really hairy or too serious, I try to imagine something as a cartoon, preferably with little animals, because I just can crack up whenever I see animals, you know, and it works. You know, all that burden is suddenly lifted at that instant.
Mm.
And then it's just joy. Now, those joy circles, you're in the Netherlands. So if I'm in Baltimore, Maryland, where I'm at, how do I connect with that joy circle?
These joy circles are going to be offered through teleconference calls and also, sometimes also through webinar where we have video technology so we can actually see one another.
Mm.
And yeah, when people sign up for the gathering, then you'll receive the call and information and be able to connect every week.
Do you have to sign up for a whole series for a number of months, or can you just, let's say somebody gets onto your website right now and says, ooh, this looks really fascinating, can they just sign up today for the one that is coming up, or is there more of a procedure there?
Well, actually, I am facilitating a call that's going to be open to everyone the first Tuesday of the month, starting on January 3rd.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, and then when people want to join into the program, they would be able to come and experience that public call first and uh-huh. then sign up for the month.
Okay.
It's a monthly subscription program, and the intention there being that people come into this and commit for a while to be together in this space,
mm-hmm.
knowing the joy that it is from sharing in this way.
Right. Well, and that also, of course, creates that support network that you were mentioning before, which can be so crucial for everybody, really knowing the people and trusting them.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds like a great idea. And you said it starts in January, so you have not started yet.
I know, I haven't started yet. And the fun thing was, too, this is one of these things, I think, with the time.
I'm all excited about it. I want to sign up now.
Yeah. It's like, oh, my gosh. You know, I received the information to do this, and the voices in my mind go, yeah, but how do I do this? How do I take care of that? How do I have to do this? And I heard butterflies, just write it down and know that the answers will come. It'll all fall into place. I'm like, okay, then.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh.
I know that a lot of people would benefit definitely from signing up for the Joy Circles, or you know, for many circles or many ideas where you create a network of support that is really love and joy based. I think that is absolutely crucial, and I'm just grateful that you're one of the people that are offering it, because I know it'll be amazing for people to participate in it. So I can't wait until January. All the energies. And having said that, there are, of course, other things that you're involved in, but we are going to have to just take another little break. After the break, I just want to make sure that people know we are going to be talking more, I believe, about support systems, support networks, and how we can really help each other leave out a lot of the competition. Tina will share with us some ideas about that and some of the work that she's doing there. You're listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. Stay tuned, and when we come back, you will hear Tina talk a little bit more about circles and support systems. We will be right back.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
On Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. I have Tina here with me today, and we're talking about the courage to be happy, support systems, support networks, joyful being, and in general, just ways in which we can connect in a much more loving way with one another. Having said all of that, You've just heard before the break Tina and I talking about her Sacred Joy Circles, which are going to begin in January. And I want to switch us just a little bit because Tina does so many things. Tina, one of the things that you, of course, do is something called heart-centered networking. Can you tell us a little bit about how you understand heart-centered networking, what that is, and who can benefit from it?
Wow. Okay.
No, short question. I can interrupt you.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, to me, heart-centered networking is about connecting with others from the heart, knowing that there is no competition for each of our soul purposes, thereby being able to come together in a space. We happen to teach the heart-centered networking social media program, where showing people how to do this through Facebook and Twitter, but most of all really about connecting with one another, uplifting one another, allowing yourself to be uplifted, sharing because of being in the sacred space, in the sacred circle together, knowing that as I contribute to you and you contribute to me, that together we're able to do so much more than each on our own, so that takes us out of the Lone Ranger mentality and in truly cooperating and leaving the competition mindset behind.
How do you leave the competition mindset behind in light of the fact that most people have been growing up and have been taught that everything is about competition, that you have to be better than the other, whether it's in sports, whether it's in school, whether it's comparing yourself to your neighbors or anything like that? How do we achieve leaving out the competition and really embracing the fact that each of us has a purpose and we can help each other achieve that purpose?
Well, that's a great question. And that really brings us back to, again, that alignment with yourself is priority number one. Because when you are connected with your own divine self and you have that connection so solid in place, you know that the source of your security, the source of your supply, the source of your love is within you. And it doesn't matter what anyone else around you is doing. You know that you are secure within yourself. That changes everything.
Yeah. And I think when it comes to heart-centered networking, I want you to give a few more details, of course. But since you just mentioned the soul purpose and collaboration, the interesting thing is that both you and I are teaching these heart-centered networking classes. We both have people sign up. We both support each other. And it just works. I mean, you know,
yeah.
You would figure that I may be in the world of competition. I should not even mention that you're teaching them. But knowing that some people will resonate much more with your style, of course I'm going to tell them to go to you and take the class with you, and vice versa. So I think there's so much evidence in the world today that this collaboration works. And I think that's just a really beautiful thing that people, I don't know how you feel about it, I get a sense that people are beginning to understand that competition is really the old stuff and no longer what is needed. Do you get the same sense?
Yes, and it's also that people, when they first come, we collaborate a lot in the Whispering Energy community on Facebook, of course, and when people first come there and they experience these gatherings that we have together, experience being welcomed and experiencing so much love and support from members of the community, that the initial response can be a mixture of, oh, this is what I have been looking for my whole life. And on the
coupled
other hand,
with?
Yeah, coupled with, this can't be real. What's the catch, you know?
Yeah. And then I guess sometimes, you know, the part of accepting this as being real and receiving, you know, one of those important terms, receiving that love can really be overwhelming for a lot of people.
Well, yeah. And I actually started calling the training, you know, personal transformation through social media.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and you know, who could this be for? This could be for anyone who has a message, who has a gift, who has a service, who has a product, who has an offering to share with the world. If you have a website and you are not using social media yet, you are basically missing out on a huge amount of reaching your audience and letting yourself be seen. And that these days, it's really, you know, for businesses, anyone with a business, if you are not using social media yet, it's not a matter of if you're going to use it, it's a matter of when and how. And, yeah, and that's where the heart-centered networking approach, you know, the, really the social media aspect happens to be a platform, but it's about letting yourself be seen, letting yourself be heard. And what is the biggest fear of a lot of people? Letting themselves be seen for who they really are.
Right, which then goes back to having to have the courage, of course.
Yes.
Now, how comfortable are you with social media since you're teaching it? I know the answer for me. So how comfortable are you, especially looking at Facebook, which keeps changing every day, and Twitter just changed a little bit too about 3 weeks ago when they added that one little area, the activity area, to it. So mm-hmm. how comfortable are you with all of that?
Well, you know, I totally love the world of social media. I love connecting with people in this way. Last month, I was teaching a class that had been scheduled to accommodate the U.S. market for the evening time, which happens to be the middle of the night for me, right?
Yeah, right.
And it was kind of funny because I realized, oh, my gosh, I'm getting out of bed at 2:30 in the morning to teach.
Oh, my, that is commitment.
Yeah, but it made me realize that, wow, I can honestly say that what I will get up out of bed for is connecting with others in this way from the heart. And, you know, so you can get me out of bed for social media, sharing the way they would do. And I actually did. And so it's like, wow, I could not have done that if I hadn't been fully committed and had not experienced the amazing connections with others through using social media.
Okay. Now, often, I mean, you and I, we both believe in the relationship building and the heart-centered networking, of course, as many other people have begun to. But there are still many, many, many reports out there that say you cannot build lasting connections via social media, partially because people seem to think that on social media, everybody puts on a face as not themselves, partially because of the difference in time and space. So what do you say to that aspect, that we cannot build lasting relationship, meaningful relationships via social media?
Then I would invite them to come and experience the classes with me, and let's share after they've taken them and had their own experience, because I know from living this myself and having met the most amazing people through social media and then meeting in person, it was like we had walked out of the computer into each other's lives. Mm-hmm. And in fact, tomorrow I am meeting one of the members from the Whispering Energy community who I connected with a few years ago and had not heard anything from for a while.
Uh-oh. Who's that?
Mary McMahon.
Yay!
Beautiful. Yeah, I'm so excited, and she happens to be here, and so let's meet up. And so we're actually having the opportunity to meet, and this, you know, I have met people in the United States, different places, people have come through here. Some of us have met on Twitter, some of us have met through Facebook. We connect and spend time sharing through Skype, webinars, seeing one another, and if anyone says that you cannot experience deep soul connections with others through social media, then they simply have not had that experience yet.
Yeah, and I would second that, of course. Mm-hmm. And I think the experience is also what you mentioned earlier. If you accept your own inner alignment, your own inner core, if you are truly yourself, if you allow that personal transformation, if you are truly yourself on social media, then those connections can be very intense and enormously beautiful. And whether people are going to join your heart-centered networking class or just stopping by, of course, the Whispering Energy page and experiencing something off that support network, it is quite an amazing fit, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there the beauty is too. We all have videos of different that people can experience our energy, and this is the beauty. We say, you know, I love the people that I'm connecting with. I know that the people you're connecting with, you love being with them. What a joy. And I really don't care whether people come to my classes or your classes or anyone else's classes, as long as people get the experience of connecting in this way, letting themselves be seen. Because what the world needs now are people who are doing that which makes their heart sing. We need people who are happy, who are not talking about it, but who are actually living it.
Yes. And the beautiful thing is we're connecting across continents, across time and space in so many ways, which is just amazing to me.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter where people are. But we're almost on time to take another break. I want to make sure, Tina, that people know once again how to contact you. So we had said your Facebook page is the best way. Can you give us your Facebook page just to be sure?
Well, the easiest way is actually to go to my website, innerdelight.com, because there's a little link to connect with Facebook. It's redirecting at the moment because the URL for my Facebook page is my I Am Tina Van Doven, which is a little bit...
Right. So innerdelight.com is the best way to get in touch with you.
Yes.
And they will see all aspects about what you're offering, the Heart Center networking classes, and, of course, the Joy Circles.
Yay!
We are going to take a quick break. When we return, you'll get some more insights and probably some tips from Tina on how to be courageous, how to be happy, and how to move forward. You're listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. And we will be right back, so please stay tuned.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Welcome back to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. I'm Natalie, and we're talking today with Tina about especially the courage to be happy. Before I get back to Tina, I also want to invite everybody who is interested and just let you know that you can, of course, also contact me. I always love to hear from listeners, from people who have a chance to just stop by either on my Facebook page or send me an email. For the last show, for example, I had a lot of questions for readings, and we got to those. So if you'd like to also get in touch with me, just go to facebook.com/NatIsis2012, or of course to my webpage, healingisis.com. You'll find a lot of information, and especially, like I said, I really love to hear from people about other show possibilities, other ideas for shows, and just what's going on in your life. Having said that, for most people, of course, what's going on in our lives is that we're sort of being pushed by the energies right now. We're trying to figure out maybe where to go. And one important aspect, of course, we're trying to find out how to be happy. Which brings me back to Tina. Tina, the courage to be happy. You already said earlier, we have to commit to be in alignment with ourselves. We have to maybe commit to changing even when others may not like the change. Do you have any kind of suggestions on how to do some of those things?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the easiest ways to start reevaluating, to take a look at your life, to write down all the things that you are not enjoying, the areas in your life that where energy is leaking, that when you even just think of having to do something or you feel you should, or any of the areas where you feel obligated, to write those down and to then allow yourself some time to write about what you would love your life to be like, what would bring you the greatest joy if you did not have to answer to those obligations. What would you do? How would you spend your day? What kind of people would you be with? And I think especially with, for many people celebrating the holiday season now, as we're coming up to Christmas time, people in the States, of course, have had Thanksgiving. This
which
is
we often skip because everybody's already thinking about Christmas.
Yeah. Really, in that, it's about really allowing yourself to be aware of everything that is working in your life. It may even be a tiny little thing. But every day, as you put your attention on those things that bring you gratitude, that fill your heart with joy, the things that, wow, like I said earlier, that what would you get out of bed for? You got to find out what is it that lights your fire. Mm-hmm. These are questions
to sit
with.
Difficult at times, right?
Absolutely, because the mind will kick in and say, well, how are you going to do that? That's not possible. That'll never work. I've done all of this before. I've cleared until the cows come home, and it's still not working. So, you know, all of that stuff. And that is why I feel it is really, really crucial in these times to have a network of support, join a sacred circle, find people you resonate with, and let the intention be to let your energy be fine-tuned for you to be the best version of who you came here to be.
And how do people find a support network? What would you say? Because very often, as you pointed out, the minute that we're beginning to change a little bit, our immediate circle of friends, our immediate family, they may not be as happy as we are to see the change. So where would you suggest to go, specifically for a person maybe who's listening right now, let's say in Chicago, and they're trying to say, okay, I've been beginning to align myself, my circle of friends is getting smaller. How do they find people that they can really connect with? What would you suggest?
What I would suggest is that if they are not already on Facebook, to explore the possibility of getting on Facebook and letting yourself be seen on, for instance, the Whispering Energy page. Mm-hmm. Whispering Energy communities brought together people that are really, many have gone through the Heart Centered Networking program. People are there for one another. And when you allow yourself to share what you're going through, you'll find the response you get from people is phenomenal. And you will see from the posts that people are sharing there, you will find other people that you may really resonate with. Connect, reach out, set up a time to talk on Skype or on phone or whatever. If you're in the area, if you would be in Chicago, then how about posting something on the wall and say, you know, I'm in Chicago area. Is anyone here who would like to meet up? And by you letting yourself share what you're passionate about, you will attract others who are in alignment with you there, and you can have the most amazing people show up. They always say, you know, when you make that commitment, that's when everything lines up. Doors open that you didn't see before. But you don't know until you make that commitment.
That is true. I mean, the universe does react to whatever we're putting out there, just like when we're putting out doubt. But in general, yes. When we are making that commitment, then all of a sudden, you know, people will sign up for your classes, or you will meet people, or somebody will send you an email out of the blue wanting to connect with you. Absolutely. Now, while you were talking just now, Tina, there's one other aspect related to courage that came to my mind, because I've noticed that very often on the Whispering Energy page, of course, we're also on our personal pages, when we're open about our vulnerability or our doubts, that seems to be especially creating bonds with others. So what about the courage to be vulnerable?
Well, it takes courage. You have to be willing to be vulnerable to tap into your happiness. And I feel that that's true. You have to be willing to let yourself be seen. A lot of people are pretending to be happy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
But the question here is, you know, when you are alone by yourself and there's no one else around, if someone could see you, would you be sitting around all slouched over and feeling depressed? Or are you truly happy? And I feel that in the times that we're in right now, through the sharing on, for instance, social media platforms. But people are getting more sensitive to feeling and knowing that things are not always what they seem. And so to trust that feeling you get when you take a look at someone's picture, when you hear their voice, when you connect with, you know, you connect with one another, how does your body respond?
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good aspect, yeah. And then I know especially for Twitter, but also for Facebook, a lot can be said for whether or not a person has a picture of themselves up or just some kind of something else.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about being seen and really connecting, because I remember that, of course, Mala taught me that, and you did as well. Put a picture up so that people can see your eyes. They can look you in the eyes and connect with your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a crucial point. And I think you're absolutely right. It does take some courage, and we cannot underestimate how the body reacts. The body will, I so agree, absolutely tell us whether or not we resonate with that person. And the other funny thing is, from what you just said, a friend of mine the other day just mentioned on Facebook that he was out, and everybody who he ran into, when he asked, how you doing, they all said, oh, yeah, I'm hanging in there. And he got so upset with that he posted, he said, if you have a job, if you have a family, if you have a roof over your head, you're not just hanging in. And I thought that was pretty pointed, too.
Yeah.
Tina, you know how it is. Time flies when we're having fun. I do want to thank you so much for making the time, especially because I know it's already late in the Netherlands. You shared a lot of great information about the courage to be happy, about ways in which we can align with ourselves, whether it's through heart-centered networking or just social media, connecting with people that we resonate with, or, of course, those sacred joy circles. I want to point out to people that you do have a little giveaway. So if people go onto your Facebook page and comment, they can actually get something back. And those are 3 Skype sessions. Very important. You have heard Tina today. So connecting with her will help you be happy for sure. Thank you, Tina. And I want to just say thank you for everybody who's been listening to Chat with Natalie today. I hope you had a little bit of a chance to getting to know yourself a little better. We're almost out of time. Thank you for tuning in, and please join me again every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, and 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week on Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself, Jarrett James Peterson is going to talk to us a little bit more about social media. So I hope you all going to have a great week. And Tina, I hope you are going to have a wonderful weekend, even though it's cold in the Netherlands. And I will see you all back here next Friday, I hope.
You've been listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. Tune in each Friday at noon Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. Get ready to ignite more joy, peace, laughter, and harmony in your life every Friday at noon Pacific Time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingISIS.com for a complete show schedule and to book your session with Natalie. Continue the conversation with Natalie on her Facebook page, Facebook.com/NatIsis2012. That's NATIsis2012.